listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
You're listening to Girl Germs. We're a brand new Netcast. We used to be a radio program, but we're now releasing episodes with the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network, and you can find them at fancypantsgangsters.com. I'm Anna.
I'm Dana.
We at Girl Germs think there are a lot of underrated female drummers out there, and we wanted to take some time to highlight the ones we really like and appreciate.
We're going to be hearing from a few Minnesota bands on this show, including Babes in Toyland and Low, as well as some older music from Butthole Surfers and Velvet Underground.
First off, we're going to highlight one of our favorite female drummers. It's Laura from Red Pens, who actually came in and did a guest DJ set with Girl Germs when we were on the radio, and you can check out her playlist at our blog at girlgermsradio.wordpress.com. We'll be hearing a song from their recent EP, Limitations, the title track.
It's Red Pens on Girl Germs.
Everybody knows you are a liar.
That was Bratmobile with Girl Germs, which we are named after. That was Molly Newman drumming on that song. She's not only a member of Bratmobile, but she also co-wrote the Girl Germs zine with Bratmobile singer Allison Wolf, and she's a founding member of the Riot Girl movement in the Pacific Northwest back in the early 90s. We also heard from the Evens with Everybody Knows, and that drummer is Amy Farina. She formed that band with Ian McKay of Fugazi and Minor Threat fame. She's also played in The Warmers, Mr. Candy Eater, and Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. She's from Washington, D.C. Butthole Surfers. Before that, Teresa Taylor was one of the drummers of that band, along with King Coffee. The song we heard was Dum Dum, and she and King Coffee would often drum in unison on separate sets, which I always think is kind of an interesting setup when drummers do that. She's also in the Richard Linklater cult classic film Slacker, which is one of my favorites, as the her character is called the Pap Smear Pusher.
I think it's Madonna's Pap Smear.
It is even Madonna's more, Pap Smear.
Even more relevant.
Minneapolis-based Babes in Toyland before that with Bodo Rap. Lori Barbero is the drummer for that band. And that album, Spanking Machine, is a little more lo-fi and rougher around the edges than their later work. But Lori's always had a very interesting, unique drumming style. And starting off today's show, we heard from Red Pens with the title track off of their Limitations EP. And as Anna mentioned, Laura from Red Pens guest DJed on Girl Germs, and you can read about it on our blog.
Stick around for more female drummers on Girl Germs.
Today on Girl Germs, we're highlighting female drummers, and a really great resource for any female drummers out there, or any drummers in general, I guess, male or female, is a new magazine called Tom Tom. We'll post a link to it on our blog. It's a really great resource for music news, information about the industry, updates on gear, that kind of thing, or just to get connected with other drummers. You can find them at tomtommag.com.
We'll be hearing some music from Autolux coming up. We'll also be hearing from drummer Janet Weiss in Quasi. First, we're going to hear from Low, a band from Dana and I's home state of Minnesota. Mimi Parker is the drummer of Low, and we're going to hear Peanut Butter Toast and American Bandstand.
It's Low on Girl Germs.
Peanut butter toast. shows how hard life there can be. Why live in danger? Why live with pain? People on the surface find it hard to explain.
Was Quasi on Girl Germs with Our Happiness is Guaranteed. Janet Weiss is the drummer for Quasi. She was also the drummer in Sleater-Kinney and is now in Wild Flag, which is sort of a Girl Germs supergroup. It also includes Carrie Brownstein from Sleater-Kinney and members of The Minders and Helium. Newer music from Autolux before that with Audience Number 2. Carla Azar is the drummer for that LA-based band. Classic music from The Velvet Underground. Starting off that set, we heard a band from Minnesota, Low, with Peanut Butter Toast, and American Bandstand. Mimi Parker is the drummer for that band, and I've always found that Alan Sparhawk, who is her husband, gets a lot of the credit for the whole low, slowcore movement that everyone always talks about. But Mimi is also a great songwriter and a great drummer. She only uses brushes, and she stands while she drums. She has a really unique style, and Low is releasing a brand new album. It's coming out on Sub Pop Records in April, and it's called Come On.
We've been highlighting music today from female drummers here on Girl Germs. You heard music from Butthole Surfers, The Evens, Bratmobile, Babes in Toyland, and more. And as always, you can check out lots more stuff on our blog. It's girlgermsradio.wordpress.com.
Coming up on our next episode in a couple weeks, we'll have a South by Southwest recap. If you'd like to give us any feedback on the show or just want to get a hold of us, email girlgermsradio@fancypantsgangsters.com. You can also find us on Facebook, just search for Girl Germs, or find us on Twitter at twitter.com/girlgermsradio.
Thanks for listening to Girl Germs on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network.